longest serving Democrat ever, served for 51 years.
51 years.
So Hatch's at 40 years and 14 days tomorrow.
Pretty amazing, huh? You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45 KSL News Time, 6:49. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Ricky, tell us about the tail end of the rush.
Well, in Salt Lake County, we are looking good. Southbound I-15 with normal KSL travel times once again from downtown to Bangor Highway. After that, it's a different story. Northbound I-15, speeds are starting to improve, and where it was just packed and solid, that heavy traffic is also starting to thin out, but it's still a little busy and slow as you're going between 123rd and 72nd South. Michelle?
We just got reports of a new crash. It's southbound I-15 at 152nd South. The left two lanes are closed, which is causing a lot of stop-and-go traffic through that area. Then you're going to have a little bit of an easing, and then as you're coming around the point, you're going to hit those delays again right down through Lehigh. Then looking to Provo-Orem area, University Parkway and North University Avenue are both showing heavy traffic volumes, Mark.
You are re-slowed right now in Davis County on northbound I-15. You got some trouble. It is mostly off to the right in the rest area of northbound I-15, about 1800 South Burton Lane, Kaysville. So that is what's causing delays back at Shepherd Lane, but the rest of the drive north of downtown looks pretty good. You need new floors or countertops? Get up to 60% off during Ogden's Flooring January clearance sale. Visit ogdensflooring.com today to find the nearest store and request a free measure. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.